This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I have a quiz question for you, fine gentlemen. That was alarming limits, how quickly the music receded. There we go.
It just came in a little hot. I didn't want it to blow up your eardrums.
We're talking about these Pirates as legitimately one of the worst Pittsburgh sports teams ever assembled. It goes back 144 years to the Pittsburgh Alleghenies. I don't know. Was there other teams around here, Bob? Do you want to include the Lawrenceville Lightning or whatever team Johnny Unitas played for, semi-pro?
Well, I don't know. You can go to Pittsburgh Piranhas, although they were pretty good.
How about the Pittsburgh, was it the Triangles?
Triangles, the they were pretty team? Good too, yeah. though.
What about the Condors?
The Condors they won a championship, yeah. or the Pipers did
all,
anyway.
These are all
yeah.
teams that had successes. We're trying to find ones that haven't.
So we have to go back Pirate-wise. At 2010, that team really stunk. This team's on pace to lose five more games than John Russell's 2010 Pirates, which was one of the most mind-numbing teams I've ever seen. God bless Neil Walker and Pedro Alvarez and Kutch for living through that. The team that year had, and this is going to lead to a quiz question before we get to the phones, Bob. Don't you look up. Limits is smart enough where he's going to start looking up their roster, Bob, isn't he, to get a head start here.
He has that look on his face.
Yeah. Maybe I should. I haven't, but maybe I should.
Their starters included Ryan Domit, who was one of the great nicknames of all time, Bob, because he struggled a bit as a catcher, was Ryan Nomit, mm-hmm. right? Did
yeah.
you like that
I remember,
one?
I remember yeah. him. He was actually he came up and hit a little bit at the very
yeah.
start of his
yeah,
career.
Yeah. He wasn't a bad hitter. 13 homers that yeah. year. He'd be batting clean third. He'd be batting third, fourth, and fifth in this lineup. Garrett Jones, first baseman, had 21 homers that year. Then you had Walker, you had Ronnie Cedeno at short, you had Pedro, Jose Tabata, Bob. He hit .299. That team was way better than this team.
And he got a nice little contract that was supposed to be good for the franchise, and it wasn't.
And then you had Andrew McCutchen, you know, an .814 OPS, .286 batting average, 16 homers, about to sign his big deal not long after that. And Lastings Millage, even he hit .277. Bob, he could have been a good leadoff hitter.
Yeah,
on
the numbers
team.
Were way better back then.
So I have 15 players who also got one at bat for those Pirates, and it immediately becomes borderline tragic. How many of those 15 could you name, Bob? You tell me, and then you
with
throw
one
it.
One at bat?
Who had at least one at bat that year. Yeah, 15 other guys. I mean, some of them had you know, 270 at-bats.
This is 2010 we're talking
2010. About. How many of their bench players that revolved through, could you name out of 15? You say it, and then you say, Limits will say if he can top it.
Again, I'm not looking at anything, so this is going to be hard. Bench players for one of the worst teams in the history. I don't know.
Maybe one?
No, I don't have a clue about that.
I don't know if I'd blame you if you couldn't name one. I couldn't have. Maybe two. Limits, how many can you name?
Maybe two. Maybe.
All right, give it a shot. Wrong.
I'm trying to see. Here's the thing. I'm trying to recall if our guy, the Fort, was on that 2010 team or that 2012 team. And I'm trying to malsy my way into this. Yes.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to say that no, Bob Fort wasn't on that team.
Who?
I don't remember.
Not on that team.
If you mention names, I'll probably remember them, but I'm not.
I'll give you some clues as we go through some of these names.
Please.
One of them had a brother on the team who was of previously.
Oh, LaRoche.
Which one?
Yeah. No, that was not Adam.
Andy.
It was Andy.
Andy LaRoche.
Yeah, Andy LaRoche. That's right.
Oh, he batted 206 that year, Bob. He would have batted fifth for this year's team. Another one was the guy who hit the homer off Strasburg in Strasburg's debut game. Remember that? You have it on the tip of your tongue. Limits, you should have seen that game. Mulsey would have.
I have seen that game, too.
Delwyn Young.
Yeah.
Another had a knee brace and smoked cigarettes.
Jim Leland?
That's a good answer, Limits. Bob, he was a big free agent signing, second baseman. I think Neil Walker, he's the guy that Neil Walker moved over to second and replaced.
That's the Japanese kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Aki Iramura.
Very good.
Aki.
You're on the board, Bob. Another one, forget him, Ryan Church.
I would never have guessed that.
Another one shares...
He was praying for hits.
Shares the same last name as one of the two greatest Penguin players of all time. And it wasn't Lemieux.
So it must be Crosby or Yager.
Bobby Crosby, remember him?
Yeah, I do, but I would never have guessed he was on that team.
No relation to Bing. Another one of them was once put on the injured list on his previous team before he came to Pittsburgh with a broken testicle. And I didn't even know those broke, Bob. Did you?
I do remember that story. I can't remember whose testicle was broken, though.
Yeah.
But that was a broken testicle. Yeah, I remember that story.
I believe it was Arizona listed this man, a catcher, as going to the injured list with a broken testicle.
I try to avoid stories that involve broken testicles and anything that might be completely damaged there.
Did you know they could break limits?
No.
Ruptured, that could happen, but
ruptured,
broken?
Sounds right. Broken.
What's the treatment there? Do you have a cast? What happens, Bob, if you have a broken testicle?
Rest.
You don't want to hear my answer, so I'm not going to say it.
Rest. Definitely rest.
Just rest.
Chris Snyder, Bob. Chris Snyder.
Any relation to Travis Snyder?
S-N-I-D-E-R.
Might
remember
be related
him.
To
yeah,
Travis
he was a lefty
Snyder. Hitter. Yeah, he was good, except when he was bad, which was all the time. He hit 169 that year, so he could have been the starting catcher here. Now, Joey Bart's been pretty good, minus the fact he has no power. Jason Jaramillo, John Bowker or Boker, remember him, Bob?
I remember now that you said his name, I don't remember much about him, but the name, yes.
He had two home runs that year, which is as many as Key Brian Hayes, their sometime cleanup hitter, has in his last 90 games. This guy went on to become a World Series MVP.
Steve Pierce.
Yes.
2000.
He was actually
18 with the Red Sox.
He was actually good with the Red Sox, and then they brought him back again for a second go round.
He was good with the Pirates that year. He had 40 at bats with an 809 OPS. He would be their 1-9 hitter this year, Bob. He would just keep coming to the plate. This guy also went on to become a good player, underscoring the fact that the Pirates, even back then, were not only horrible at producing talent, but at identifying talent. Bob. They couldn't develop anything. This man went from Pittsburgh to go to the American League and hit 76 home runs in his first 3 years in the American League.
That would be...
Wrong.
Oh.
Wrong.
He's raising his hand. He knows the answer.
Go ahead, Limit.
May I answer the question, teacher?
Yes.
Jose
Wrong.
Bautista.
No. I'm sorry.
He was before that?
Yeah.
That was
going to
be
my answer
because he as soon as he left here, he became a...
Oh, he did. I mean, he became Babe Ruth, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
This
Joey
guy
Bats,
went to
the nickname. He wasn't Joey Bats, although he was a little bit here, but they didn't wait long enough on him, or maybe they waited too long.
He was Joey Sat here. He never played enough.
Yeah.
This guy went to the Oakland A's and hit 76 homers in the next 3 years. He hit 154 that year for the Pirates. Wrong. Brandon Moss.
Yeah, Brandon Moss, left-hand hitter.
He played in Cleveland for a while. Him.
And then we'll finish it off, Bob, with Alex Presley, John Rayner, and the great Pedro Siriaco. Ah, the memories.
All had at least one at bat.
And all were better than almost every player in this year's lineup.
That's a tough ask, though, with those kind of bench players. I can't remember. I remember their names, not that you say them, but especially the year. But, yeah, that was a bad year.
It was a horrifying baseball team. All right, Limits, let's go to the lines. We're all wondering what Paul Skeens was thinking to himself.
Would you trade him now?
Yeah. Yeah. Would you? And Bob, I'll ask you this before we get to the lines. Well, by the way, what he was thinking at the end of the game when the camera showed him looking blankly out at the field. If you were him, would you think about saying, I want out? Like, get me out of here.
I'm sure it crosses his mind. I don't know that he's going to do that. Not now, anyway. But he can't be encouraged by what he sees. And even if your pitching performances are as good as his have been yesterday, 8 innings, 9 strikeouts, 1 run, they're all good. He's got to be getting frustrated by the day. So maybe at some point, I don't think it'll be now, though. I think it's just 2 years. It's officially his second year.
Would you ask out?
At some point, I would. I don't know if it's now, though.
And by the way,
he has to get assurances or something. I would. That's the first thing I would do. I say, excuse me.
Assurances of what?
I need to see something tangibly happening here before I believe this is going to be any good. And if not, then why don't you just get as much as you can for me?
Yeah.
The problem with that is if you start going down that road, any generational talent they get coming up, it's going to be the same routine. They're having him here for a few years. If he's that good, he's going to be traded.
Next.
Let's go to Dan in Upper St. Clair wants to chime in on Skeens.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing? If I was Paul Skeens, I wouldn't pick up another baseball for this team, let alone throw a pitch, and I would ask out today. If I was his agent, I'd be doing everything I could to get out of here.
You know what's crazy, Dan? I was thinking about this. Like, normally in pro sports, even when a guy is justified, whenever a player asks out of a situation, they are the ones that get, criticized. They become the antagonist in the situation.
Not this time.
I think if Paul Skeens came out tomorrow and said, I want out of here, 100% of Pirates fans would support him. It would be, Bob, that wouldn't happen, I don't think, anywhere else in pro sports, would it?
No.
I'd buy a billboard that said, thank you, Paul.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that's going to change. Bob Nutting is unembarrassable. So that might be one of the only things.
He has the thickest skin of anyone
he doesn't have skin. He might be the Satan that they dug past.
I don't quite want to go that far. Next, Limits.
All right, let's go to Ted in Mount Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, guys?
Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Hey, real quick, looking at Skeen's background, coming out Air Force Military Academy, I doubt it. You have to lose in order to learn how to win. That's just not his character.
Right.
If you look at the Pirates, the question you have to ask, what are they trying to do? Okay, what is Pirate Baseball? They spent a lot of money on Reynolds, $100 million, which I was surprised. Mitch Keller, Hayes. So, I mean, when you look at the Pirates and organization, you have to question that. I have no idea what is Pirate Baseball, what they're trying to do. And also, they have enough prospects to trade to go get you a couple bats. So, I mean, that's the only way out. And plus, they're going to get a new manager next year anyway.
So what's the moral of your story there, Ted?
The moral of the story is this. When McCutchen when he came up, he went through some hard times. And all of a sudden, Clint Hurdle showed up and everything changed. So the moral of the story is you stick in there until your obligation is fulfilled with this team, and then you can move on.
Yeah.
Well they're going to move on. You know what?
Yeah, I don't think
they're going to move on from him before he lives out the rest of his
I don't
time
think
here.
He's going to ask either.
We
don't get me wrong.
I don't either. I think he's not built that way.
We do not know that. That's what I'm saying. And that's
you do not know what? What do we not know?
We do not know if Skeens are going to leave or not. He may, Pirates might surprise you. Might sign him.
No. They're not going to sign
that,
him.
If that happens, Bob.
You'll walk to Philadelphia.
I'll wash every jockstrap in that clubhouse. Remember when John Seibel said that?
Don't forget.
What, Ted?
Start washing. Start getting ready. You don't know.
Wait, it sounds like you actually believe this will turn around.
Yes, I do. It's too much talent. Okay, it really is.
Where's the talent beyond Skeens?
Specifically hitting.
When you talk about hitting, it's, like I said before, it can be contagious. And you look at the manager. I would have got rid of Sheldon last year. I would never have signed him to the long term. He was a stopgap manager. Okay? They had a chance to pick up some great managers that didn't do it.
Terry Francona would have been one.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But don't you think in the end, Ted, it's more about, like, I love the job Clint Hurdle did when he got here, but he had an MVP caliber young talent in McCutchen. He had a guy who was about to lead the National League in home runs in Pedro Alvarez, and his GM went out and got him Francisco Liriano, A.J. Burnett, and Russell Martin. I mean, I always think it's more about the players.
No, the general manager got to bring the groceries.
Yeah,
okay?
He has
to bring the groceries, too. That's why you draft high, and that's why you start trading prospects.
Right, and if you sent Ben Cherington out to Giant Eagle to get the groceries, he'd come back with a rotten banana, wouldn't he? Limits?
It's
a rotten banana and some jelly beans for dinner, Bob?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans for dinner? What a good dessert that might be. Put some candy corn in there, too.
Oh, what would he come back with, Bob, if you sent him out to get groceries?
I would imagine it's going to be, let's see. I don't know. I don't know where he would start. I don't know where he would finish. He wouldn't go to the Fresh Fish.
No, he wouldn't.
Because that costs the most. Wouldn't go to Tomahawks.
You certainly wouldn't be shopping at Whole Foods or anything like that. You'd be somewhere else. But you still are allowed to buy good groceries anywhere, and he has failed just beyond the imagination,
but,
right?
You know, he hit on something that I've said before they should do, and that is trade some of their prospects before they become non-prospects.
They traded Luis Ortiz for Spencer Horwitz. Look how that's working out so far.
Well, you got to get the right return. I mean, you can't just give them away for nothing.
Spencer Horwitz is going to become Mickey Mantle before it's done. You watch.
That's a horrible prediction, Joe.
I know.
Horrible for Horwitz.
I'm going to tell you what I would do.
Let me ask you
next,
something.
Bob.
What would you get? Let's hypothetically play that game. You want to play games? What would you get for Paul Skeens if you traded him right now?
Let's get to that next, because there are Yankee and Red Sox hypotheticals already out there.
And Dodgers.
So Limits will,
all the usual suspects.
Yes. Limits will read, and Cubs, by the way. Limits will read you some of these hypotheticals. And then I'm going to tell you, Bob, and I want to know what you think of this, what I would do with the Pirates right now. What I would do. If I was Ben Cherington, if I was Bob Nutting, and what I'd be suggesting if I were Don Kelly, all of that, what should be done today after that disaster of a series? We'll talk about that coming up. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday. Every Wednesday for Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Partly cloudy today with more sunshine forecast later on and a high of Mario Lemieux, 66 today. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself.
Bob?
Well, that's a tough way to lead into this, isn't it? that was one of the best rants, though, you'd ever hear. I have a rant for you, too, and this is about home improvement season here and talking about West Shore Home, because they can help. If you want to improve your house, this is the place you start, at West Shore Home. From now until Memorial Day, they have huge savings, regardless of your job size. Keep that in mind. You need a shower done? That's no problem. You could save $3,000 on all shower bath projects. If you need a larger bathroom makeover, get this. You can get a full remodel package from West Shore Home, and they will replace a shower in another bathroom absolutely free. So you heard that right. Get a new full bath remodel and then get a shower for free on top of that. They also have huge volume discounts on windows and doors. And the best part, you can save an additional $500 on your no-obligation quote by going to westshorehome.com/fan. To save $500, you must schedule at that website, westshorehome.com/fan. See the website for details, but make it West Shore Home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country. Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.